milkshake, have one today. You can get a milkshake served up your way. Why should you have a milkshake? Ask me, you may. 'Cause a milkshake would be good for you.
Hi, the People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
Hey, what's up, People's Playlist?
Hi, People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
The People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
I love the People's Playlist.
Hello, and welcome to the People's Playlist, the show where I pick a theme and you guys call in songs based on that theme. I'm Rust, and I'll be your host for the next hour, and boy, what a crazy hour this is. This is episode 18, Music to Masticate By, aka Songs About Food, and this one was a tricky one because there are a lot of songs that on the surface seem to be about food but are really about other things, and I didn't want that. I wanted odes to the things we eat and drink and not, say, you know, like Warren's Cherry Pie or 50 Cent's Lollipop or whatever. With those stipulations, you guys came through and called in tons of great songs. What I wasn't expecting, though, is that most songs about food are pretty damn silly, so this is a pretty ridiculous hour of music. But it's really fun, and I think you'll like it. So let's get right to the ridiculousness with our first request.
Hi, I'm calling about the song Pancakes by Eclectic Approach. Thanks.
Yo, this is Jacob. This is from my Uncle Joe, who's a hobo. This song is called Pancakes, and I know you're gonna dig it!
Yeah. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. And I'ma cook them all night till the pan breaks. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. I can tell that you want them cause your hand shakes. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. You can eat them sitting down or you can stand straight. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. The kind of food that a true real man makes. My skill is hella long, I got a 50-foot kitchen. Cause making hella pancakes is my only mission. Cause stop my hand from twitching and itching. My wrist is hella strong cause I've been up flipping and kicking all night long. Why you think I even took the time to write this song? Let me tell you how I get it done. One cup of flour, 4 tablespoons of baking powder, 2 tablespoons of sugar so it doesn't taste sour. Add a dead baby chicken, throw the shell in some foil so it doesn't spoil. 2 tablespoons of oil, 1 cup of milk from a cow's nipple. You stir it together until it starts to dribble. And if you work out hard, you can flip them by the triple. Without the right ingredients, end up in a pickle. You think your mama makes it best? I put that to the test. And if I win, I get to put you to rest. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. And I'ma cook them all night till the pan breaks. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. I can tell that you want them cause your hand shakes. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. You can eat them sitting down or you can stand straight. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. The kind of food that a true real man makes. Pancakes is gay, I don't wanna be straight. Plus Mrs. Butterworth's the only girl I take on a date. You're second rate, checking when to flip too late. So when they're served, your pancakes can't break the plate. Your pancakes create hate. Mine can't expand lakes cause it's just that great. All I'm saying is I'm the pancake champion. You can tell cause my hand is cramping. My fingers aren't damping and my belt's about to snap. Enough bragging, let's get back to the recipe. Okay. You gotta trust, there is no second guessing me. Add strawberries, blueberries, whipped berries makes it best to eat. Can't wait till it hits my tummy. You can laugh but there ain't nothing that's funny. I'ma eat them all day and I plan to stay right here in pancake land where I can play. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. And I'ma cook them all night till the pan breaks. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. I can tell that you want them cause your hand shakes. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. You can eat them sitting down or you can stand straight. You want some pancakes? I'll give you pancakes. The kind of food that a true real man makes. Yeah, girl. You want some of this batter? Batter up.
Jam.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Dan. I'd like to hear G Love and Special Sauce playing Cold Beverage.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemonade would be nice. Of a spice from the top to a BK. Got a bar, got a drink, but girls got the bait on a front board. I got some icing. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of a moon. It's martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden. Bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. Give me a frosty mug filled with A&W. If you got ice cream to make it a double, so I'm safe from the vetting. real good sounding. Chocolate and cream, yo, on ten cherry grounds. And quartz silver, on two semi-ride. While I'm to the right, they got beverages inside of me. A hot coffee, then fill it up with ice. Watermelon is like it's rain. Please fix me a large slice. Summertime is cool, the heat is getting old. Yeah, have a beverage, drink something cold. Cold, 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 cold.
Was something from the bar?
Yeah, I like cool beverages, yeah. Cause I'm feeling kinda boring. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. Go girl, work the cold one. Go girl, work the cold one. What? Go girl, work the cold one. Go girl, work the cold one. Yo, when I'm fishing, let's keep one thing clear. The bait's over there, the brew's right here. 2 6-packs in a big bag of ice. Didn't even catch a bite, but the brew tastes nice. Back to the bar. So every daiquiris and a colada. Need a whole lot of them fruit drinks to catch me a buzz. I must tell you, I'm the Kool-Aid kid. When you serve my drink, please stick it in the fridge. Cause I like cool beverage, yeah. I like cool beverage, yeah. I like cool beverage, yeah. I'm kinda thirsty. I like cool beverage, yeah. I like cool beverage, yeah.
Meatshakes kind of sounds kind of good.
Yeah, it sounds trippy.
Yeah, let's check it out. Check it out.
Look, there's one over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll pull over. I got some money.
All right, let's go through the drive-thru.
Right, definitely, definitely. Use a shake.
Hello and welcome to Meatshake.
Hi. Hi, how are you today?
I am doing meaty good.
Yeah.
Well, may I take your order?
Yeah, my wife would like a shake.
Okay, what flavor do you want? We've got chicken, pork, or steak.
Huh?
We also have our special of the month, turkey jerky. So which one will it be?
I think that you misheard me.
Oh?
Maybe I spoke too soft, or you just didn't listen.
You said you want a shake.
Yeah, but then you mentioned chicken.
Uh-huh. Or steak or pork or turkey jerky.
Right, I'm confused.
Oh, I see you're not familiar with ingredients we use. First, we take a measure of the sweetest dairy creams. Combine it with your meat of choice, along with cheese and beans. We mix it in a juicy batter, then we heat it up.
So
and
gross.
Add the secret syrup, then we serve it in a cup.
Yuck,
that sounds disgusting.
I see you're not excited. Well, wait until you tried it. You'll want it in your diet.
Uh-uh.
It's a warm and tasty way to eat your daily beef, and it's very, very smooth. You don't have to use your teeth. It's kind of like the food a pregnant woman gives her fetus. It builds you up and makes you strong.
People really eat this?
We've served 500,000, and they've all been satisfied. We're expanding new locations, and they're growing nationwide.
But back to the shake.
Okay.
All you have are meats?
Uh-huh.
What about chocolate, strawberry, or peach?
Well, we do have vanilla.
Now that sounds delicious.
But it's vanilla ham. We only make it during Christmas.
Wrong.
Maybe you'd be happier to go across the street. You could eat at Veggie Hut, where they don't use
yeah,
any meat. They play world music, so it's perfect for a hippie. You can talk about communism, meat-hating sissy.
What?
Yeah, beat it, granolas.
We're not granolas.
Don't you have a protest to get to or something?
That is so lame. This place sucks.
So rude, honey. You just called me a sissy to my face. I'm not a sissy.
Shouldn't you be reading Dianetics?
We're out of here.
Hey, People's Playlist. I want to hear Savory Truffle by the Beatles. Thank you.
Oh,
Hello, the People's Playlist. This is Lydia in Glendale. For this month's songs about food, I'd like to hear one of my all-time favorites, Starfish and Coffee by Prince. Thank you, People's Playlist.
It was 7:45 on the line to meet the teacher, Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy. Third in line was me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Her favorite number was 20, and every single day, if you ask her what you had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds and a tangerine, a side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Me and Lucy opened it when Cynthia won the round. Lucy cried, almost died. You know what we found.
Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, and a side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you'd understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam.
Like the one she draws on every wall, in every school. But it's alright, it's for worthy cause. Gonson, I keep saying starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam.
Dinner Bell by They Might Be Giants. Thank you.
I've been leaving on my things, so in the morning when the morning bird sings, there's still dinner on my dinner jacket till the dinner bell rings. Dinner bell thing. I'm waiting for the dinner bell to do the bell thing. Dinner bell, dinner.
I know Hanukkah will be over by the time this airs, but I'd still like to request Matzo Ball Soup by Biggie Stick.
Matzo Ball Soup, Matzo Ball Soup. Every night and day I love Matzo Ball Soup. In a big bowl or in a big cup. If it's Matzo Ball Soup, I'll drink it all up. Matzo Ball Soup, when the family comes over, you can bet by tomorrow there will be no leftovers. If you don't like Matzo Balls, you should be shot. You should see my mama make it up in a pot. Matzo Ball Soup, I like it a lot. I like it best when it's really hot. All by myself or in a big group or just with a friend. It's Matzo Ball Soup. I really don't care if you're not a Jew. I'll have some Matzo Ball Soup with you. It doesn't matter if it's 12 noon. You'll see me with a Matzo Ball on my spoon. Matzo Ball Soup, my mom makes it good. It goes really well.
There you go. That's the first set. We started that off with Eclectic Approach doing Pancakes, then G11 Special Sauce doing Cold Beverage, Ugly Duckling doing The Drive-Thru, then The Beatles doing Savoy Truffle, and that's a George Harrison song, which is apparently a dig at Eric Clapton, a good friend of his, who had such a sweet tooth that he just had a mouthful of cavities from eating candy all the time. And years later, Clapton got his revenge by stealing George's wife, so there you go. After that was Prince doing Starfish and Coffee, and I'm not entirely sure what the song is about. It might be metaphorical, or it just might be fantastical, I'm not sure, but I love it anyway, so there you go. They Might Be Giants doing Dinner Bell, and then we ended the set with Binky Stick doing Matzo Ball Song. You can find out more about Binky Stick, a band I recommend, at binkystick.bandcamp.com. Now, more requests.
People's Playlist, you can't get much more about food than I Like Food by The Descendants. Check it out. It likes food.
I like food. Food ain't good. I like food. Food ain't good. Juicy burger, juicy fries. Chili, baby, broccoli, stripes. Chili ain't good. What type of food? Not my way or I'll eat you. I like food. Food ain't good. I like food. Food ain't good. Crimson Dime back and eating. I like food. Food ain't good. I like food. Food ain't good.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Rob in L.A. And I'm hungry to hear Parquet Court song, Stoned and Starving.
starving. I was holding some wadded pills. I was reading that Smoking Kills. I was so
starving.
And I was walking through Ridgewood, Queens. I was flipping through magazines. I was so starving.
Well, New Year's is coming up, and everyone's New Year's resolution is to be more healthy, just like Brian Wilson with H-E-L-P is on the way by the Beach Boys.
Stark naked in front of my mirror, a pudgy person somehow did appear. Seems lately all I've eaten sugar and fat. It's getting obvious that's not where it's at. A big pot and triple gin. Oh, what condition my condition was in. Laughing at myself, but what a crying shame. Whatever happened to my Greek godly frame?
Cyclamates, mates, juicy steaks, sweet things too,
aren't always good as they seem.
Doughy lumps, stomach pumps, enemies too.
That's what you get when you eat that way. Jumped on a health food, put me in a mood. You may not get too perfect overnight, but on the way you're feeling clean out of sight. We ate tonight at Fairfax and Third. We're gonna spread the news and give you the word. We hope that soon you'll eat like we did today. We're mighty thankful now that help's on. With carrot juice to wash it all down.
Yummy carrot cookies are an organic treat,
and help us got the best food in town.
H-E-L-P, healthier education creates love, which manifests peace.
Hamburgers and hot dogs, throw them all out.
You'll feel so good, you'll jump.
You go shopping today,
and remember now that help's on its way.
Hey.
Crunch don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it, don't you tell me you're full. Yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried, just to eat it, just eat it, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing your food, this ain't some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So just eat it,
eat it,
eat it. If it's getting cold, reheat it. Have a big dinner, have a light snack. If you don't like it, you can't send it back. Just eat it,
eat it,
eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned, just to eat it.
Hi, this is Alex, and I would like to request the song Barbecue from the soundtrack to the movie Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. Thanks.
When you meet somebody that don't like soul food, they still got a soul. And it don't mean that you got no rhythm if you don't like rock and roll. But if you taste like mine, you like cider, not wine, then you better give it.
Let's get a pretty girl dancing to junk band music.
And I'm messing mama's barbecue. Barbecue.
This is my spirit.
I swear that it never fails. And the sauce mama makes just stays here forever if you dare to get it under your nails.
Well, you may be
poor with a wolf at your door,
but money isn't everything.
You still have the sun and a river full of fun, and you always have a song to sing.
So get the grin off your face. We're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a pretty girl dancing to junk band music.
And I'm missing mama's barbecue. Barbecue.
This is my spirit.
I swear that it never fails. And the sauce mama makes just stays there forever if you dare to get it under your nails.
So get the
front off your face. We're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a pretty girl dancing to junk band music.
And I'm messing mama's barbecue.
That's a pretty girl dancing to junk band music.
And I'm messing mama's barbecue. Messing mama's barbecue. Messing mama's barbecue.
I'm messing mama's barbecue.
Hey, People's Playlist. This is Jennifer from New Hampshire, and I'd like to hear Cheesecake Truck by King Mitchell. Thanks. Bye.
So then I got this
this idea about driving a cheesecake truck, because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home, and I love cheesecake. So I went to the Cheesecake Company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck, and I said yes, and they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake, and I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home, and by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take 5 cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
All right, I told you the show would be ridiculous, didn't I? We started the set off with The Descendants doing I Like Food, then Stoned and Starving by Parquet Courts, and Parquet is spelled P-A-R-Q-E-T, in case you want to look them up. After that was The Beach Boys doing H-E-L-P Is On The Way, then Weird Al Yankovic doing Eat It, and that's a live version from the NPR show Studio 360, in case you want to look that up. There's an interview and everything. It's pretty great. After that was Barbecue by the Emmy Donner's Jug Band Christmas show. That was written by Paul Williams. All those songs were written by Paul Williams. And then after that was King Missile doing Cheesecake Truck. Classic. And now, a song from 1947.
Hey, it's Aaron in L.A., and I want to listen to something old. How about Doris Day's Tacos, Enchiladas, and Beans?
Shores, you're the only one my heart adores. You've only got 3 competitors: tacos, enchiladas, and beans. From the Mississippi to the Amazon, there's not much we don't agree upon. Wish we could get together on tacos, enchiladas, and beans. Love 'em, dozens of 'em, I consume them by the score. And when I'm through, what do? I stamp and holler for more. You can have the 4th position on my list. Must admit your kisses would be missed. But how in the world could I exist without tacos, enchiladas, and beans? Kisses would be missed, but how in the world could I exist without tacos, enchiladas, and beans? They make me kind of sick, but I love them.
Hi, this is Barbara from Brookings, Oregon, and I request Harry Nilsson, Put the Lime in the Coconut. Thanks.
Bring
Rada bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor,
but it is about food. I'd like to hear Steve Threw Up by Beck.
Steve had a big commotion. The street fair was in motion when he took three tabs of bad acid. And off his melting jar, all the wonderful things he saw, the pretty hair growing on his sandwich. Well, he looked out on the fairground with the spinning things spinning all around, and he felt the food going down. Top of the Ferris wheel, he threw up on the heel of the beautiful girl who was laughing. must have been some pizza, and there must have been some fries, and there must have been some tequila, and there must have been some wine, and there must have been some falafels, and there must have been some beer, and there must have been some bagels. You could see it all so clear. And there must have been some pickles, and there must have been some sauerkraut, and there must have been some catfish when he made his bird. Mangoes, wild rice, beans, granola, Cheetos, caramel candy, popcorn, ice cream, banana fudge, and some corn dogs, and mayonnaise, steak sauce, ketchup and mustard, garlic, Kool-Aid, Spam, and some egg rolls, sushi, rice cakes, oatmeal, cucumbers, biscuits, beef jerky, Pop-Tarts, tamales, shish kebab, and a side order.
I almost forgot, peoples, about Egg Cream. Lou Reed wrote a song about egg creams in the 90s. I played it on my radio show when I had a radio show in the 90s. And, man, he loved egg cream. So, check it out. Lou Reed, Egg Cream.
A young man, no bigger than this. A chocolate egg cream was not too near this. Some of you bet chocolate syrup, seltzer water mixed with milk. Stir it up into a heady flow, tasted just like syrup. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. You scream, I steam. Now you can go to Junior's, Dave's on Canal Street. I think there's cans in Boston, must be something in L.A. But Becky's on King's Highway was the egg cream of choice. Hey, if you don't believe me, go ask any other boy. Ah, you scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. Ah, you scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. PS92 was was the egg cream served at Becky's. It was a fearsome brew. For 50 cents, got a shot. Chocolate bubbles up your nose. Made it easy to deal with knife fights. Kids pissing in the street. Ah, you scream, I steam. We all want egg cream. You scream, I steam. We all want egg cream. So the next time you're in Brooklyn, please say hello for me. Trentonio's for pizza, ice cream at Alan Shirley's. But mostly you go to Becky's, sit in a booth and say hello. Have some chocolate egg cream, one stay and go. You scream, I steam. We all want egg cream. You steam, I steam. We all want egg cream. Hey, hey, you steam, I steam. We all want egg cream. You steam, I steam. We all want egg cream.
Calling in to request Iron Lemonade by Black Moth Super Rainbow. Thank you.
Amen. People's Playlist. This is Tomas in San Francisco, and I want to hear Fish by Mr. Scruff.
By diving onto them from a great height. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, gliding down through the dark green water. He could breathe underwater because he had amphibious nostrils. Down, he passed hundreds of trout of different sizes. Trout are freshwater fish and have underwater weapons. Trout are very valuable and immensely powerful. Keep away from the trout.
Why should it be that the fish in the sea are all unable to sing?
Just listen to me, young fellow. What need is there for fish to sing when I can roar and bellow?
Eating fish.
Chill way to end the show, huh? It's an interesting one. We started that last set off with Doris Day doing Tacos, Enchiladas, and Beans. That song is just crazy to me. After that was Harry Nilsson doing Coconut. Then Beck doing Steve Threw Up, which apparently is based on a true story. Then Lou Reed doing Egg Cream, which is another crazy one. Like, what the hell, Lou Reed? After that was Black Moth Super Rainbow doing Iron Lemonade. And then Mr. Scruff doing Fish. And that brings us to the end of the show. So I hope you all enjoyed it. It was pretty silly. If you haven't already, you should check out facebook.com/thepeoplesplaylist. I've been posting all sorts of videos for songs that didn't make the show. There are a lot that I really want to put in the show that I just did not have room for. So again, facebook.com/thepeoplesplaylist. Please join it, like it, whatever, and tell your friends. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at peeps_playlist. The website for every episode of The People's Playlist is thepeoplesplaylist.podomatic.com, and the hotline, which you should have already memorized into your phone, is 626-782-5478. That's 626-782-LIST. And that will do it. I hope you all enjoyed it, and have a happy new year, and I'll see you in 2015. Thanks. Bye.
Making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancakes.